So I would claim the serious problem is that this is incredibly wasteful on space. That it uses it's using order n squared space, whereas the algorithm should be order n. And in fact, if you remember, we discussed this great machine called Grape. And if you look at logically why Grape, which is this special purpose machine to calculate this, to implement this algorithm, why it's so efficient, so cheap, it's because it uses no memory. It's because this is a problem which is order n in size and order n squared in computation, whereas most problems are if they have some measure of the size, then the computation is some constant times that size. It's not the square of the size. So a typical rule is you need a gigabyte of memory for a gigaflop of performance, and it's linear, roughly. The amount of memory needed is roughly linear in the computational power, whereas for this problem, the memory needed is the square root of the computational power. And if you look at any machine built today, the cost of the floating point unit is essentially a negligible cost of the machine. The cost is the memory itself and the cache and et cetera, which is all needed to access this huge amount of memory. So, there's also factors that it's off by, because it spreads everything to three-dimensional arrays, which obviously don't need to be spread to three-dimensional arrays like masses and stuff like that. So,